Treasury ponders extending COVID-19 tax relief measures. The Treasury has not excluded the possibility that the tax relief measures provided to help struggling businesses cope with the COVID-19 lockdown could be extended beyond their expiry date. Many of the measures expire at the end of July. Treasury Deputy Director General Ismail Momonyat raised the possibility of an extension during a joint meeting of Parliament's two finance committees on Tuesday, adding in an interview that this would depend on what happened with the lockdown, which looked likely to last longer than expected. The meeting was held so that Treasury officials could brief MPs on the tax relief measures contained in the Disaster Management Tax Relief Bill and the Disaster Management Tax Administration Bill. There were definite time limits on the duration of the tax relief measures of 3 to 4 months. Momonyat said it was likely that the first phase of the COVID-19 pandemic would only peak in some provinces in August and that in his personal view the pandemic could be present for much longer, even for as long as a year. The total tax relief measures introduced to help financially distressed businesses and individuals cope with the lockdown are estimated to amount to 70 billion rand, with a direct cost to the fiscus of about 26 billion rand. The tax relief measures introduced by the government included the deferral of pay as you earn payments between April 1 and July 31, exemption of payment of the skills development levy between April 1 and August 31, expansion of the application of the employment tax incentive for 4 months from April 1 to end July, providing COVID-19 funds with a tax dispensation similar to those of public benefit organizations from April 1 to July 31, deferrals in the payment of excise duties on alcohol and tobacco products and the fuel levy, and fast-tracking VAT refunds between April 1 and end July. The Treasury's Chief Director for Economic Tax Analysis, Chris Axelson, said preliminary data from the SA Revenue Service, SARS, up to June 25 indicated that more than 9,000 firms used the deferral of pay-as-you-earn payments in April and more than 7,000 in May, with a total relief for those 2 months totaling about 750 million rand. Exemption from payment of the skills development levy, which amounts to 1% of the salary bill, provided relief of 1.6 billion rand. The skills development levy holiday of 4 months from May 1 is expected to cost the fiscus about 6 billion rand. Deferrals in the payment of excise duty on alcoholic beverages and tobacco products and the fuel levy have so far amounted to 7.5 billion rand and there were 255 applications on a case-by-case basis for relief and, of these, 167 had been approved to the value of 1 billion rand. In terms of the announced relief measures, case-by-case applications could be made to SARS for the waiving of penalties for the late payment of taxes due to distress caused by the pandemic. A total of 434 small, medium and micro-enterprise, SMME, vendors had taken advantage of filing VAT returns on a more frequent basis to access VAT refunds more timely. A large portion of the tax relief is yet to be recorded as estimates for the employment tax incentive are not yet available and since the majority of the provisional tax relief will only take place with filing at the end of June, the Treasury presentation said. Tax relief measures for business announced by the government include a 3-month deferral for filing and first payment of carbon tax liabilities. The filing requirement and the first carbon tax payment were due by July 31. This was delayed to October 31.